This is Ted Kennedy. Why is it so complicated for families to apply for financial aid or their children's college education? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the massive budget deficits from the Reagan years don't give us as much leeway as we'd like to improve the nation's schools and colleges. But that's no excuse to drag your heels on an education reform to help millions of hard-pressed students and families struggling to make sense of the complicated rules for obtaining college aid. There's no justification for the current confusing procedure, Al. There's no reason we can't streamline it and come up with a simple, easy, one- or two-page form. If you're a high school senior, you shouldn't need a Ph.D. to apply for college aid. While we're at it, Al, let's limit the amount of home equity counted as family assets in those financial aid applications. No family should have to take out a heavy mortgage on their home to pay for their children's education.
Ted, they don't all have to go to Harvard, either. No one would have to mortgage their home if you hadn't killed the tax deduction for student loans 5 years ago. That was one stupid move the Democrats dreamed up all by their little selves. Nice going. Instead of worrying about streamlining the paperwork, why not make certain there is enough money for really deserving students who apply for financial aid? That's why President Bush is doing everything in his power to expand the amount that college students receive for Pell Grants, while also increasing the borrowing limit on guaranteed student loans. Ted, while you Democrats worry about the size, graphic design, and ink color of some government form, Bush is out there working to make sure the economy bounces back so kids will have jobs when they finish school and can pay their loans back. Silly idea, ain't it? But that is the real world. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.